Following the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the United States 3 years ago, relations between the United States and the military government of General Pervez Musharraf warmed considerably as Pakistan joined the global war on terrorism. But Pakistani journalist Hussein Haqqani reminds that the United States and Pakistan have historically had what he describes as a quid pro quo relationship.
It's a good relationship right now because Pakistan is receiving U.S. economic and military assistance, and the U.S. is receiving cooperation from Pakistan in some of its foreign policy objectives. But it cannot be called a partnership or, for that matter, even a sustainable alliance. A long-term relationship would require the two countries to have some common views on regional and international issues. They do not seem to have that at the moment. Pakistan wants the U.S. to back it in its confrontation with India, and the United States basically is in no mood of getting involved in an India-Pakistan confrontation.
The disputed region of Kashmir, over which both India and Pakistan have claims, is of course the major issue on which Pakistan would like U.S. cooperation, Hussein Haqqani says.
I think that the United States needs to nudge both India and Pakistan towards, if not a resolution of the conflict, agreeing to defer resolution of the conflict. Because India and Pakistan, after having tested nuclear weapons in 1998, simply cannot afford to remain at loggerheads with each other.
Chidanand Rajgata, Washington bureau chief and foreign editor of The Times of India, says his country views the U.S.-Pakistani relationship with a mixture of skepticism and uncertainty.
The sticking point is the U.S. supply of offensive arms to Pakistan. There's a great deal of unease in India about the supply of F-16 fighter planes, which are said to be in the pipeline, and the sale of P-3C Orion maritime surveillance planes. The U.S. explanation and the Pakistan explanation is that these are weapons needed in the war on terrorism, and India's simple question is, you don't hunt terrorists with F-16s. There is a lot of mistrust right now on this.
Mr. Rajgata says that although the U.S.-Indian relationship is better than it has been in many years, he thinks the U.S. arms policy in the Asian subcontinent needs to be re-examined.
As a matter of fact, the U.S. has been all too willing to supply arms to India, too. The whole thing is not exactly helping the peace process. My sense is that the U.S. should just stay off the India-Pakistan arms market altogether.
Nonetheless, Chidanand Rajgata says Indians appreciate the fact that the United States has been bearing down on Pakistan on the subject of terrorism.
A lot of these terrorist organizations were also active on the Kashmir front. And if you notice, things have quieted down relatively on the Kashmir front. So the Indians are very happy with what the U.S. has done with Pakistan on the terrorism issue.
But from the Pakistani perspective, Hussein Haqqani says there are major sticking points in its relationship with Washington.
The issue is that the United States has not been historically willing to put its weight behind Pakistan, which is what Pakistan expects. Pakistan thinks that we have a right to have nuclear weapons because India has them. And the U.S., on the other hand, wants Pakistan to at least become part of some kind of international regime of nuclear non-proliferation. On the American side, Pakistan's nuclear status, Pakistan's eclectic cooperation in the war against terrorism, Pakistan's past support of the Taliban, and Pakistan's support of Islamic militants which were fighting India in Kashmir, these are the sticking points. Last but not least is the fact that Pakistan's government is essentially a military government, and it is certainly far from a democracy.
Hussein Haqqani says Pakistan and the United States will probably continue to cooperate so long as the United States is willing to trade economic and military aid for political concessions and does not press Pakistan to democratize or reduce the influence of the religious schools known as madrasas.
But the fact remains that until and unless Pakistan's political system changes and Pakistan decides that it wants to have a new basis for relations with India and it is actually willing to accept the fact that it is not the major player in the region that it wants to be, and unless and until U.S. and Pakistani interests are a little more congruent in areas of economic activity, regional policy, nuclear non-proliferation, I think this is going to be an alliance of convenience, not an alliance of conviction.
For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.